Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, already, well into the month of March. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday worldwide broadcast. I guess that makes it the 19th already. First off, we've got a report from Rex Jones on the dangers of sugar and beyond, my 12-year-old son. And then we're going to come back and launch into all of the news and information. The Fed opens the door wider for rate hike, but downgrades economic outlook. DHS releases another 30,000 criminal aliens onto the streets. U.S. likely to keep troops basically indefinitely in Afghanistan. We knew that was coming. Obama calls for mandatory voting. Is ISIS building a drone army? Breastfeeding pays. L.A. Times shows a study. We already told you about a long time ago. Ammo ban is in trouble again. All this and more straight ahead, but here is Rex Jones's report.
Hi, I'm Rex Jones, and today I'm here to talk about sugar. There's three main types of sugar. Type 1 would be natural sugar, which is kind of good for you, and is found in most plant and animal byproducts such as apples or honey. Type 2, however, is not that good for you and can be found in grocery stores or on your table. However, type 3, high fructose corn syrup, is so bad it belongs in a trash can. It's very toxic to humans and is linked to diabetes and obesity. I'm at South by Southwest, standing in front of a McDonald's landfill where they're issuing out free food to the mind-controlled populace here. Despite the numerous sugar giants out there, the American people are waking up and realizing that hidden sugar is a lie. What you see behind me right now is an example of how we are fighting back against the food tyranny. The hilariously funny Donald McRonald character behind us is an example of how we can use humor to fight back against the global tyranny. Let's face it, there's a reason McDonald's is losing money every month. People are waking up and they're realizing they don't want to eat the garbage anymore. This is how we use their own propaganda against them. This is how we flip the message to make sure people are informed and make the right healthy choices. Let's go find out more on the hidden menace of sugar. Studies show that Oreos, a highly sugar-laden product, are no less addictive than cocaine and morphine. Even though we associate significant health hazards with taking drugs like cocaine and morphine, high fat and high sugar foods may represent even more of a danger because of their accessibility and their affordability. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Americans consume an average of 156 pounds of sugar a year. Only about 29 pounds of it comes from traditional sugar, according to the Sugar Association. The rest comes from food. About to walk out the door and go to the grocery store, where we will learn how much hidden sugar is behind the label that you don't see in foods you would never suspect. Baked beans, 12 grams. Ketchup, 4 grams. Pasta sauce, 6 grams. Salad dressing, 10 grams. Barbecue sauce, 16 grams. Peaches, 11 grams. Tea, 17 grams. Healthy cereal, 9 grams. Coleslaw, 13 grams. Even though most of these amounts may look small and insignificant, they're all based on serving size. When was the last time you only had 3 chips in a sitting or 1 squirt of ketchup on your burger? Now that you see all the hidden sugar in these foods, you would never suspect some high fructose corn syrup or dextrose to be in. It makes you wonder, how much sugar do we really consume, and where else is it hidden in our lives? Despite relentless PR being perpetrated against them, and the so-called mighty foods giants behind me trying to influence their point of view. The American people are fighting back and realizing that hidden sugar and high fructose corn syrup are a lie.
All right, folks, you know, I'm proud of that report. He pretty much edited that with Buckley's help, came up with the whole thing, and shot it. That's about 95% Rex Jones. Very proud of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Worldwide on this live Thursday, the 19th day of March, 2015, global transmission. We have an amazing researcher and documentary filmmaker joining us, the maker of Doctored, the film the American Medical Association does not want you to see, joining us coming up in the third hour today, and we'll play some clips of the film as well and talk about it. In the meantime, let me just be as calm as I can. Try to just give you some of the news we're going to be breaking down as best I can today. The Fed opens the door wider for rate hike, but downgrades economic outlook. We've been telling you that they're by design trying to implode the economy. Swedish central bank cuts key rate further below zero. That is the race to the bottom.
Bailout is back. Fannie and Freddie likely need additional Treasury investment after derivatives losses. We're going to tie all of this together. 10 charts which show we are much worse off than just before the last economic crisis. I'm going to go over these charts and do an economic breakdown at the bottom of the hour in about 23, 24 minutes. Look at this stack of news. DHS released another 30,000 criminal aliens onto the streets in just the last month. And that dovetails with this article out of Scripps Howard News Service. I see these stories every day. Every day, sometimes a couple times a day. Tuberculosis infects 27 at Kansas City area high school. Tuberculosis kills a lot of people. It's now drug resistant or drug immune. And if you dig deeper into these stories from Kansas City to Los Angeles, California, from Dallas, Texas to New York, it's people coming in out of Latin America and Asia that have these deadly strains. Can you imagine if they treated this like they did the measles, because that's something that hasn't killed anybody in over a decade? It makes you get some red spots on your face and a fever. Can you imagine if we applied the same logic to the tens of thousands a month getting tuberculosis in the United States and the huge wards of people that are confined sometimes for years because they can't leave because they will give people incurable TB? Uncurable. TB is pouring into the U.S. And, oh, well, it's brown people, so we better not say anything. Oh, Muslims in one town reportedly raped 5,000 girls, admittedly, so the government covered it up in England. This is political correctness where you gesticulate in front of Obama because he's supposedly African or whatever, when he's setting up death panels for the military, Obamacare, trying to take our guns, because after all, he's black, so it's okay. The system brainwashes us about political correctness, not because they care about black people or, quote, brown people, but because it just becomes a political smokescreen for the real agenda. Amazing. If you're a jail worker or a police officer or an aid worker, or somebody that eats fast food or eats stuff at restaurants, period. I was talking to William Benny, who right before he left the NSA, he and five others got type A in the lunchroom, hepatitis, at the National Security Agency, probably on purpose. But the point is, that'll eat your liver and kill you, and the vaccines, the studies show, don't even protect you. It's all a giant fraud. But these diseases are pouring across the borders of the United States. And it'll be no big deal when you or your child get drug-resistant or drug-immune TB and you get locked up in a modern sanitarium for the rest of your natural days. But, oh, my gosh, 20-something people got measles. Oh, it turns out they had just been vaccinated. Now, that political correctness and brainwashing ties into this Daily Mail story. Starbucks hit by a cascade of negativity after ordering staff to talk racism with customers. Vice president forced off Twitter as angry public turns on patronizing project. Yeah, it's patronizing. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Time Magazine, Starbucks' flawed but wonderful plan to tackle race. Starbucks defend race together policy. This is about getting us ready to pay trillions more to foreign banks, propping up fraudulent counterfeit derivatives, supporting all these illegal wars, supporting putting the veterans, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, on secret do not treat death list, ignoring dehumanization as automation replaces human activity and as human activity is basically banned. Elon Musk, in the future, human driving cars will be illegal. Well, of course they will be. The UN and others have announced that's the plan. I've been telling you that for 20 years. I've been warning you because it's all in the official UN, Club of Rome, Council on Foreign Relations, MIT, Rand Corporation. I mean, I've read hundreds and hundreds and Control-F scanned with keywords. I don't read them all. Government documents. We've shown you the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. We've shown you the National Police Stabilization Force. We know the plan. I don't care if you read a RAND Corporation or a Council on Foreign Relations public policy report that then gets adopted by government whole cloth. It's all the same plan. And we ain't in it. That's why it's so sexy. I saw on CNN today to live in this new fashionable off-the-grid house. They use the term off-the-grid and sustainable when it's not really off-the-grid and it's not sustainable and it's 300 square feet. And you pay a lot more for it. They're just selling us on the dehumanization. That ties in to the Starbucks situation. I didn't know about Planet Fitness, but I want to go to one and do an undercover report. But if you barely set a weight down, an alarm goes off on the wall, like you're in Star Trek and the Klingons are attacking, and then little control freaks in Star Trek outfits, basically, purple outfits show up and harass you. But if a man wants to dress up like a woman and go in the women's restrooms, he weighs like 400 pounds, that's A-OK. He wasn't even a member. You complain, you get kicked out. And then there isn't a squat rack because that's seen as manly. And it's just everything. These big corporations are turning their facilities into literal. I use that word a lot because this is not hyperbole. When I tell you America and the world is being turned into a giant cross between a gulag and a huge, oh, what would the term be? Re-education center meets Las Vegas, meets Times Square, where you're just bombarded with conditioning in your face. This is the control freaks relishing what they're doing. And so imagine, you go up, there's 10 people in front of you at Starbucks. I don't like supporting big mega corporations, but they do have powerful coffee. I go there probably one-tenth as much as I did 5 years ago, and that was hardly any. Now I will never buy any Starbucks. I will not drink Starbucks. I don't care if I'm in a hotel and they serve Starbucks. I'm going to say, I want something else. Bring me something else. Or give me hot tea. Give me Earl Grey. Because they're anti-gun. They won't let concealed carry people in their offices. They fund anti-gun control. They fund open borders, and they're in the news today pushing it. And so you get up there, and they go, do you know about white privilege? I mean, imagine 5 years ago a sitcom or drama. This is beyond Portlandia, where you go to get coffee, and they ask you about white privilege, and you're some Russian who has no history of connection to any black slavery. By the way, most immigrants came to this country after 1900 who were white and had no history. 2% of Southerners owned slaves. You can go to a pretty good size auditorium of people and have trouble finding somebody who had ancestors who were involved in slavery. You go to the right town in Texas or Alabama or Tennessee, you might be able to find some folks. But I mean, so what? If my dad was a murderer, it isn't my fault. What about great-great-great-great-granddaddy? I mean, this is crazy. But again, we're being totally gang-raped by the globalists. They want us at each other's throat. And, I mean, I don't even watch mainstream television a lot, but every time I'm in a restaurant or turn it on, it's race, 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 race. They set up political correctness sounding legitimate to help people get a good place in life, to end division with the ideas of Martin Luther King and common sense, and then they totally double back and are using it now that the studies are out and the actuaries are out and the demographics are out today. America is now officially more than half, quote, brown. The world is only about 7% white. And that's using demographic numbers that are mixed. We're probably talking 5% of the world is white. In countries that are 95% African or 80+% Mesoamerican or whatever, they will call the minorities whites, the majority, and the oppressors. And it's all just a way to corner any middle classes or any highly industrialized area to manipulate them. They tell the Japanese they're racist if they don't accept unlimited immigrants and give up their culture. Well, you're racist against South Koreans and Chinese because you invaded them. Well, China invaded Japan, South Korea. They all have wars with each other. Vietnam's basically been at war with China for 6 months. Does that mean that China's got to give Vietnam something free? They just play this mindless guilt game all day. But I do want to send my reporters in with hidden cameras to Starbucks today. Let's do it. That's a good story for South by Southwest downtown. And go in and go, oh, my gosh, yes, I'm so evil. I'm white. What can I do to be better? I mean, Starbucks doesn't go, do you know 52% of blacks are exterminated before they're born? Did you know that for blacks, fluoride is twice as bad for them in the cancer rates and diabetes? Here's a Harvard study. What's that? That's why we filter our water. No, no, they don't do that. It's all over the
Silver
spider.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
The clean and green sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
So, when I say, welcome back, folks, Alex Jones here live. When I say that the social engineers are turning this whole country into a giant re-education camp, and Europe as well, remember the Attorney General said in a media meeting with TV executives, we need to literally brainwash the public into accepting turning their guns in. And a few years ago, News Corp put out a promo video internally to the U.S. government saying, we have complied with your directives. Here are every TV show and movie we've produced promoting global warming and carbon taxes. And then it's their directors and actors going and actresses going, thank you, federal government. We have followed your directive. I mean, I've played that video probably 8 or 9 times. I forget the article Watson wrote about it years ago. So they go to meetings. They comply. It's an admitted agenda. And for so many years, it was hard to get the public to even admit that there was a pre-planned, commanded, with military precision program. Now they admit what they call behavior placement. I call it brainwashing placement or propaganda placement. And so now the UN panel to consider U.S. failure to clear up racial murders of civil rights era. And now they're talking about not opening our borders completely. We may go under UN sanctions. So you see where this is going, and people said, oh, that'll never happen to the U.S. Oh, the UN's getting ready to put sanctions with the U.S. on Israel. That's in the news. You can say, well, Israel deserves it or whatever. Well, see, you just fall into the trap. Now you're under global control. So the UN, who was in the news a couple years ago, in the New York Times even, admitting that UN peacekeepers line up whole African villages and blow their heads off to take their land for carbon sinks. That is a carbon easement. Oh, you want to build a gold mine over here for some globalist company? In that case, it was a lithium mine. That's fine, but you've got to clear these villagers off and make this a nature preserve. Let's mow them down. Oh, that's okay. Mowing them down's all right. If Bill and Melinda Gates, in India, have 64,000 paralyzed kids, several thousand that died after taking the polio vaccine, that's loving and liberal because we didn't say it was politically incorrect. Actually, killing them and maiming them is trendy and loving. And if you blow the little black kids' heads off or chop them up in the womb, it's good. But when you go to Starbucks, you'd like a grande or whatever trendy name we have today? That's fine. Oh, hi, I notice you're white. I am too. We need to all work on race relations together, okay? It's kind of bad that we're white, all right? Oh, my gosh, you're black. I just want to say that I worship you, and I'm real sorry for all I've done to make everybody uncomfortable and weird. Imagine if I walked around my office and walked up to Jakari Jackson and said, I'm really sorry I'm white. I just want to thank you for being black. Or if somebody has a beard, somebody doesn't have a beard, you walk up and you say, you know, it's okay that you don't have a beard. Okay, it's all right. Or maybe one of our guys with a beard walked up to one of the women that works here and said, I want you to know that I'm different from you, but I don't mean anything bad by it. I know it may make you uncomfortable that I have a beard. I mean, that's the level of mental illness they're trying to impose on us, where we're just totally screwed up, obsessed with everything that's being said, to where I have repeatedly been in crowds of people and heard someone go, I want Chinese food tonight. And everybody goes, oh, you said the word Chinese. They now are using the word Lunar New Year. You don't want to say Chinese New Year. Or, oh my gosh, in Europe they're banning the word Blackbird because it's racist. But don't worry, they're also going to ban the word white bird or snow owl. Someone might go, oh, brown bag. Oh, your colors, everything. Racism, racism. Black table. And see, I put my elbows on this black table. We didn't choose a black table because it picks up the reflections and looks powerful and cool and like the deck of the Death Star. No, we chose it so I could put my elbows on the black people. Yes, everything is code except the mass murder of black people worldwide by the eugenicist globalist. This is all psych warfare on record. Hi, I'd like a small cup of coffee and one of those blueberry muffins, please. You mean you'd like a tall, using their psych warfare? Notice, a little coffee is not a tall. But it's all part of the, everything's about scrambling, confusing, upturning reality where you have no bearing where they can control you. You go to the free McDonald's outfit down on 4th Street and Red River, or 1st Street and Red River, goes down to 4th Street. And there's just mutated dead babies and skulls in a giant wrap 100 yards around it. And I'm looking at it Tuesday on air, and I go, that looks like DU mutated babies. I said, Google that. We pulled it up, and I go, yep, bloated lips, the eyeballs that way. I go, I've only seen that one other place. It's mutated babies from Fallujah. And then we went, oh, my God, and learned it was a TV show on Cartoon Network about after a nuclear apocalypse, all the mutated babies. So, see, people at first, we were getting tweets and comments, oh, you're nuts. There's not mutated DU babies. Yes, mutated DU rotting babies with pus balls and pus marks all over their arms with diseases, dying in pain, and dead babies with skulls and satanic lightning bolts at McDonald's.
We're on the march. In your face. The empire's on the run.
I see Alex it. I Jones see it all.
And the GCN Radio Network.
I know you, enemy. I know you of old.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at diabetesfree88.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at diabetesfree88.com. Reverse your diabetes today at diabetesfree88.com. That's diabetesfree88.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how Poncho fell. He left his living in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true.
I think Merle Haggard may have the best voice in country.
He only did what he had to do.
The problem is he doesn't have the best written songs.
And now he's growing old.
Powerful. Oh, but we're told it's the end of the age of humans and the beautiful voices and the beautiful literature and the beautiful poetry and the beautiful sculpting. And the beautiful adventures and the friendships and the kinship and the passion and the love and the struggles and everything our ancestors built to this point. Now, just in a bunch of political correctness, you go to Planet Fitness and if you barely bang weights, alarms go off and men in pink outfits show up and go, just training us to live in a giant henpecked prison. You go get a Starbucks coffee. Oh, my gosh, you wear your white privilege. In fact, I didn't cover it yesterday. Under the cover of exposing white privilege, they're now teaching in Kentucky under federal grants. It's mainstream news. Five-year-olds about how to exchange gender fluids. I can't even say this on air. I can't. I was reading what they're teaching five-year-olds, and I didn't even know about this, being a 41-year-old worldly person, I thought, who's been around the block a couple times, maybe a couple hundred times. And I was reading the transcripts of what they teach, and I can't say it on air. In fact, it's not even in the article. You got to link through. You guys pull that up for me. It was in the stack. I said I'd get to it. I mean, this is a psych warfare attack. White Privilege Conference workshop pushes grade school lessons about genderqueer, transgender folks, and exchanging gender fluids. Lecturing elementary school age children, I'm not kidding, it's five-year-olds, about gay, lesbian, and transgender issues. Holy Toledo. I'm 41, and I was reading this and learning things that five-year-olds are learning. And then if you don't go along with it, you hate gay people. Notice how they just keep pushing. Or if you don't accept turning your guns in, you hate black people. Do you understand the left at the top knows that they are not liberals, that they are not freedom pushers? They are tyrants. They have stolen every word out there. They are a menace. And they are social engineers with a plan. In Endgame, 1.5, that was released to PrisonPlanet.tv, an addendum to the film, we have Dr. Kaufman, university professor, and he's going over university documents that we show on screen from Columbia, you name it, where they said in 1963, we're going to break the family up. We're going to call it a civil rights issue. We're going to push infertility with chemicals and vaccines and things. I got to find that clip from that film and show that to folks. And we're going to then move past, quote, gay rights to hundreds of different designations, and then we're going to end sexuality and make it totally asexual where there is no sexuality. And that's the new thing they push, for men and women to both look the same, act the same, and basically have no sexuality. What a horrible world they want to build. What an anti-liberal world. What a group of just horrible anti-humans. They are enemies. I mean, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, I run an operation with 50 crew members, and I've worked in other businesses, and I've worked as a salesman, and I've worked as a dental assistant, and I've worked on a golf course, and I've worked as a ranch hand. You start getting into people's business, you start stirring stuff up, you get fights. The way to have, quote, different humans with different pigment to get along with each other is to go out and eat, is to go out and play golf, is to go out and see a movie or a show, is to hang out with people, to go play flag football, to go to the gym, to go to the coffee shop. And that's what everybody's already doing. And so the globalists want to keep this whole race thing going to get us all each other's throats. And Starbucks is a horribly evil organization. The CEO of Starbucks knows full well what he's doing. He's like, I don't want everybody to be liberal. It's like, how many people do accept a prison? Well, at Planet Fitness, we have alarms on the walls, and we boss you around constantly, and we don't allow anybody who's got big muscles to be in there because we want everyone to just feel like they're working out but not actually work out. We don't want to challenge anyone. First, they banned dodgeball 20 years ago. Now they've banned tag or running in most schools. Look it up. They've gotten rid of PE. And now in the gym, you can't grunt or slam weights, and they have alarms on the walls. And if you complain about a 400-pound man in drag in the restroom acting weird, you get thrown out when they're not even a member. See, it's the new class. They are the gods, so more people adopt it to be part of a privileged group. It's a new class system to replace an old class system. Starbucks hit by a cascade of negativity after ordering staff to talk racism with customers. Vice president forced off Twitter as angry public turns on patronizing. project. It's so patronizing. Oh, hi, you want to send money? Oh, my gosh, you're white. I mean, my God. Well, yeah, you're white, too. Well, I'm an 18-year-old, you know, and I want to boss around some 60-year-old getting coffee. Kind of privilege, you know. And, you know, all sex is rape. Hey, we're fighting racism. Oh, really? Yeah, we're going to teach your 5-year-old about how to drink. I can't even say it on air. People say it's crazy. No, it's not crazy. It's a takeover plan. If they can teach 5-year-olds how to do things I can't say on the air, then they can do anything. And you know what? They are. They're going to bring TB in. They're going to bring syphilis in. They're going to bring every disease in. They're going to let it spread. They're going to get away with everything. They're going to taser you to death. They're going to bring in world government. They're going to raise your taxes to pay off foreign banks money we don't even know. They're going to do it all and the whole time dance around. I saw Google got caught in a bunch of new stuff. And then when they talked to their one of their presidents, they said, but we wear fluffy socks. That's in my stack. They're like, what about Google getting hacked and all your passcodes being taken and Google spying on people? We wear fluffy socks. Almost every photo of Warren Buffett, a master wicked operative involved with his banks, with money laundering, narcotics trafficking, that's in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters. But in almost every photo, he goes, I'm just a little old man. And he goes, ice cream. Google Warren Buffett's name and click images, almost every image, and he goes, ice cream. And it's like Google goes, I'm wearing a pink and a green sock, and I got a little beard, and I talk like this. You know what those guys do when they get on jets? They go, bring me 15 hookers now and get the drugs ready and take me to the private island. Get the satanic rituals ready. I'm literally, folks, I've been at the highest levels of Hollywood, okay? And they get on that aircraft, and, I mean, they are just like, shut the door, let's get this going. Give me the up, heads up, future-predicting dialer. I want the sat phone on, scramble to NSA headquarters, prepare to run ops. And they just sit there fixing the stock market and making billions on the side every few days. And just like in huge pleasure aircraft with 14, 15, 20 top, you know, models in the back. Look it up. That's come out about this, the pleasure aircraft. But out front, they're like, did you notice I'm wearing? I always say the thing about the socks, because with Google, they go, I've got different color socks. Meanwhile, you're literally dealing with a psyop Satanist, with black op command forces predicting the future, with spy grid AI going in everywhere. They can go in and punch up AI heads up, world models that the Pentagon has as well, integrated and actually know the future. They're in there like Sauron or Sauron, just rah, dark sorcerers, total power. Rah. Meanwhile, they're like, are you racist? I'm wearing fluffy socks. And that's the reason I act like this, because I've been around some of these people. I've been at some of the parties with the Facebook people and Google people, and they see me, and they just leave, or they say, get him out of here. And they see me, and it'll be like, and they just go, ha. Yeah, let's get, and they'll leave. And that's the look on it. I mean, they'll literally go, ha-ha, just let me know I know you, Jones. Yeah, yeah, liberal, I'm liberal. And just wait till I liberal, everybody. We're going to teach your 5-year-olds. You understand your chumps out there, liberals. In fact, I can't find it in the stack. Will you guys Google, go to the NSA interface, they get to opt in to the NSA interface, and just put in Google fluffy socks. And people can see, I mean, I'm not joking. And they're always like, but we have pinball machines and let people drink beer at lunch, and we have movies about the interns. We're liberal, liberal. There's nothing liberal about it. There it is. You guys print me that article, please. Don't trust humans. Wear fluffy socks. Wisdom from Google X. See? They're already saying, don't trust humans to drive cars. Time Magazine. Don't trust humans. The new liberal system, the computers will make the decisions. Where have we heard that before? Oh, Rockefeller Foundation funded groups, the New York Times promotes. Movies, perhaps, where we get rid of money and the computers make all the decisions. But don't worry, the makers of the films talk in little lisping voices.
and a liberal.
We were so desperate that we ended up doing a detailed study about the fluffiness of the socks of the techs who did the balloons. And see, they'll just throw out something about, don't trust humans. But by the way, we talk about fluffy colored socks. Now let's pull up Warren Buffett. Put in Warren Buffett's name, hit images, and you'll see ice cream cone. And you know who else goes ice cream cone. Pull up in a van.
I have ice cream. I have cookies. I have candy, five-year-old. Everything's okay. Everything is nice.
Google Warren Buffett ice cream, and it'll just show hundreds of photos of him with the ice cream cones.
And then if that doesn't work, they go, Poppy, Poppy, I have a poppy. You love poppies.
Now there he is with ice cream. He's, and a banjo and all. So non-threatening. A nice man. And there he is with his wife and daughter. Ice cream. Oh, and another shot of him with a little guitar. And a shot of him having a beer. Oh, nice old man. Lives in a modest little house in Omaha. Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking bookstore. Ignore me at your peril. I am here as a watchman to warn you. I have seen. I know. I know who the enemy is, and let me tell you, they are vicious wolves who hate you and your family. And they tell you at McDonald's in downtown Austin, they show mutated dead children with pus pouring out of their eyeballs and welts all over their bodies. Enter here at your own risk and doom. And the fools throng, and their subconscious sees it. I am being delivered unto death. I am being delivered unto poison. I am being delivered. Just like the Golden Child allegory, great Eddie Murphy movie, where they're trying to make the Golden Child drink the tainted blood. That's exactly what they're telling you. Come. Come and drink from the well. Join us. Come and be one with us forever. But we must first warn them. We must first let them know before they have passed the gate. Now, I said I would get to the economic news, and I will start doing that with the graph when we actually start the next hour. And I will get into all the other news here that we're going to be breaking down. But it's all about them looking non-threatening and just arbiters. We just want to stop the racism, and their internal documents come out, and they're funding every form of division they can because they are predators. And people are backlashing against it. Here's the good news. They expect some backlash, some backtalk, but then they always press back again, hoping you finally submit. But instead, we're just getting madder and madder and madder and madder and seeing through it and understanding it because we're becoming spiritually immune to it. Now, there are some who are done. There are some who you can't help. But those people don't count, unfortunately. They have been taken over. Coming up, exclusive, U.S. likely to delay planned closures of two Afghan bases. I said 6-7 years ago that Obama would never end the Afghan war, that they would always just claim next year, next year. It's just a tactic, a stalling tactic. I know you already know that, but just become aware of these tactics. Become conscious of these tactics. Obama calls for mandatory voting. Breastfeeding, I've always talked about this on the air in the studies, but it's in the L.A. Times now, so it exists. Babies who nurse earn more as adults, study says. Yeah, and you know why they do? Because the brain CC size, in some cases, is upwards of a third larger. And I breastfed till I was 18 months old, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not bragging or anything, but I have a very large CC size brain. And my bones are very, very hard. And I'm very, very hardy. And I'm very, very mean. And I don't get sick very often. And it's because a woman's milk gives you all of her immunities and all of her different hormones that activate brain development. What a conspiracy theory. Women have those to feed the young of this mammal species and that you do better with the milk of your species and of your genetic creator, your mama. this apple don't fall far from the tree, and you don't either. And I sit there and argue with women and people that I know that are having kids, people that know me. They go, yeah, I just need to get back to work, though. I don't think we're going to breastfeed. Maybe a week. I go, okay, so you'd want your kid to have one-third smaller brain. Oh, come on. Oh, you know, kids, Alex, really, come on. Yeah, come on. That's rude. Come on. Okay, great. You want to shake your child and have one-third of their brain removed? Let me put it to you that way. They're like, you know what? I'm really worried about racism right now. You know what fluoride does to your brain? Massively rots holes in it, basically. Look it up for yourself. See, there's a plan here. There's a reason people are so stupid. We've been militarily targeted by the globalists for a long, 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 long time. They couldn't take us in a frontal assault. The scientific technocrats took us down in a chem assault and a bio assault. They've done a really great job. And what I'm telling you is the truth. It's not exaggerated. It's much worse than what I'm saying. There's no way to go over the full spectrum of this. And, yeah, it freaks me out. Yeah, it's crazy. But see, I'm not crazy because I'm freaked out by bloated, dead DU babies and skulls with satanic lightning bolts all over their heads, showing they have the mark of the beast and were struck down by Lucifer. I'm not. The ones we're showing aren't even the shocking. We can show the skulls, the lightning bolts, show the arm with the pustules all over it, reaching out for a baby. I mean, it's kind of like Jack Kevorkian's art, demon eating babies coming out of women.
Great. Of GCN brought to you by Lizzig. Kick some ash with Lizzig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lizzig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my.
I kind of got wound up, folks, by all the sick, culture-destroying garbage. When McDonald's shows images of dead, rotting babies and skulls and mutated DU babies, they're the most horrible thing I've ever seen in your life. You see the real thing. They are throwing it in your subconscious's face that you're crap when you come in here to get this free food at South by Southwest where they're handing it out. And by the way, this is not my opinion. It has been, again, declassified hundreds of different ways that the CIA from the 50s on had a plan to put out ugly art to basically scramble people's brains so they would accept degradation in the future. And you can just Google CIA used ugly art as propaganda. And they kind of whitewash it, but it was in the New York Times last year. This is what they're doing. And they're demonizing anything beautiful, which isn't part of their system, where they only allow select beauty when they control it. Just like you can buy video games and murder people all day in simulations if you're a 12-year-old. But if you, at school, draw a gun, you'll be arrested. There's no law. They just do it. See, you're being taught that you individually can't create or do anything. Only the system can. There it is, open culture. How the CIA secretly funded abstract expressionism during the Cold War. That's a whitewash article. You actually read it. It was ugly art. And again, I get some ugly art is actually beautiful if you understand it, but it was done to subvert. And now it's degenerated down to mutated babies at McDonald's advertising the food. Before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, the system knows what they're doing, stopping breastfeeding. They know what they're doing, stopping people getting healthy organic food. They know what they're doing, putting fluoride in the water. They know what they're doing, giving us vaccines full of cancer, viruses, and mercury. This is an attack, and EcoScience, written by the White House science czar, talks about it. But that's just one publication. Now, I'm going to start the next hour and try to get a little bit more professional. I mean, I think we covered a lot of issues. We had William Benning in studio. I went out to dinner with him last night. Then we interviewed him driving around in a car for another 45 minutes after dinner. I mean, you're talking about the head of operations at the NSA. Before that, the head of offensive operations against the Russians and others. An incredibly famous codebreaker, a M-theory quantum mechanics physicist, basically. And, I mean, the dinner discussions were over the top. And he was telling me about how Nick Cage is going to be playing him in a new big movie with Oliver Stone. He was trying to be, you know, not arrogant, humble, but it's not really it's a Snowden slash film about him. Another actor played, but the main guy is Nick Cage playing him. Amazing. So good job for Oliver Stone going in that direction. The other documentaries he's making. It's just so exciting. To me, that was like hanging around with the biggest rock star ever. And I've hung around with some great rock stars like Dave Mustaine, Billy Corgan, and others. But I like them not just because I like their music, but because they're smart people that care about liberty and will speak out against tyranny and get repercussions for it. Well, they're real men. They have honor. They have courage. I know rock stars bigger than those guys. Bigger. In fact, as big as it gets. And it's not much bigger people like Dave Mustaine or Billy Corgan, but bigger. And they're scared to death to speak out. Well, that's why this show is so important. We're not afraid because we know the cost if these evil people take over. Okay? We understand it's all in or nothing. I'm not submitting. I'm not dying on my knees in a ditch. I'm going to stand up fighting. And that's why I've extended, because people were complaining saying, you know, please extend it or whatever to the weekends. Folks should get paid on Fridays or whatever. People just love sales. So we'll be doing more. 10% off on all videos, books, InfoWarsLife.com products, everything at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's wood cooking stoves they're trying to ban everywhere. Little mini ones that are awesome and incredibly affordable. Water filtration, 15% off with promo code WATER15. And with promo code SUPER, you get 10% off stuff already discounted, like DNA Force is already 30% off. We're almost sold out, though, of the free bottle of Ancient Defense with X2, so get that now. It's going through the weekend, 10% off everything, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Energize me. Give me the funds. I'll expand. I will go up against the enemy 110% viciously. Stay with us.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients.
Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.